WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Planning for retirement often focuses upon the available resources part of the equation. The notion is that one needs to establish financial goals for retirement savings and meet them through a combination of potential actions, including stepped-up savings rates and diversified investments, participation in employer-sponsored savings plans, and delayed retirement. People are also supposed to develop budgets for housing, food, travel, and other retirement costs. To a certain extent, many of these future expenses can be predicted, inflation notwithstanding. But there are certain categories of expenditure that are extraordinarily difficult to predict, and at the top of that list is healthcare. A 2016 Fidelity study estimates that a typical retired couple will have $260,000 in out-of-pocket healthcare outlays, up from an estimated $220,000 in 2014. Long-term care could add another $130,000. Given that many retirees have less than $100,000 saved, healthcare costs could wipe out their entire nest egg and then some. As indicated by CNBC, lengthier lifespans and rising prescription costs are two of the major reasons for rising healthcare expenditures. Retirees at any age may incur out-of-pocket costs due to the so-called donut hole in Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.